Appoggiatura, a novelette in 20 parts by Jeff Vandermeer, originally published in Logoria, an anthology edited by John Klima and published by Bantam Spectra. This is a special presentation of Lies and Little Deaths, a virtual anthology, read by Jason Eric Lundberg. For more information, visit virtualantho.blogspot.com and logoriabook.com. Part 3. Chiaroscuro. I was still searching for the missing daughter of a wealthy industrialist from Cyprus when the locals brought me in on another case. They'd heard I was staying at the Hilton, an American and a detective, in a city where neither passed through with any regularity. The police deputy, a weathered old man with a scar through his left eye socket, made it clear that it would be best if I got into his beat-up Ford Fiesta with the lonely siren on top, and venture out into the sun-beaten city to help him. It was a crap ride, through a welter of tan buildings with no hint anymore of the green that had made the place famous since antiquity. The river had become a stream. The lake that it fed into was entombed in salt. The cotton they turned to as a crop just made it all worse. They'd survived a dictator, too, who had starved and disappeared people while building a monstrous palace. Becoming modern is a bitch for some people. The dead guy, a painter, the deputy told me, turned out to have lived on the 7th floor of what looked like a Soviet-era housing project made from those metal shelves you see at hardware stores. The smell of piss and cigarettes in the stairwell almost made me want to take up cigs again and find a bar. Most of the complex was deserted. The painter's place had an unwashed turpentine and glue smell. Several large canvases had been leaned against the wall under cloth. Through a huge window, the light entered with ferocious velocity. Somewhere out in that glare lay the ruins of the old city center. In the middle of the floor, a young man lay in the usual pool of blood. I could see a large tissue-filled hole in his back. Behind him, one canvas remained uncovered on an easel. Against a soft dark green background so intense it hit me like the taste of mouthwash, a girl sat on a stone bench in an explosion of light. Pale skin. A simple black dress. No shoes. No nail polish. A sash around her waist that almost hid a pack of cigs shoved in at the left side. Her head was tilted, chin out, as if looking up at someone. A thin smile that could have been caution or control. She held something even greener than the background, but someone, the murderer I guessed, had scratched it out with a knife. It could have been a book, or at least she held it like a book. Although there was something too fleshy about the hints of it still left on the canvas. For a moment, I thought I'd found the missing girl. For a moment, I thought I'd found something even more important. I looked around the apartment a bit, but my gaze kept coming back to the painting. It was signed in the corner with the initials F.S. I kept thinking, why did they defile the painting? After a while, the police deputy asked me in his imperfect English, "You know what happened? Who?" Somewhere in this rat's warren of apartments, there was probably a man whose wife or daughter the artist had been screwing, or someone he owed a lot of money to, or just a psychopath. You get used to the options after a while. They aren't complicated. I breathed in the smoky air. They weren't ever going to find the guy who had done this. Not in this country. It was still reinventing itself. Deaths like these were part of the price you paid. The police deputy probably didn't expect it to be solved. He probably didn't really care, so long as he could say he'd tried. "I have no fucking idea," I said. "But how much to let me take that painting?" End of part 3. Appoggiatura is copyright 2007 by Jeff Vandermeer and is made available through a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Music provided by The Church and is used with permission. The remaining 19 sections of this podcast can be found via subscription or direct download at virtualantho.blogspot.com.